Welcome to the Bedtime Stories. Hi, this is David, and this is my podcast. I hope you enjoy it.
Starting place for you and me.
Let this story speak to you, the message it has for you. For just a moment, let this story of the disciples in the midst of the storm speak to you, the message you are ready to hear. Just image that you have been with Jesus all day and he has been teaching from a boat because there were so many people to hear him. Jesus concludes his message and needs a rest, so he tells you and the other disciples to sail with him to the other side of the sea. As the boat sails for the other side, Jesus lies down and goes back to sleep. All of you are happy. The gentle waves rock the boat back and forth, which allows Jesus to sleep soundly. As so often the case in this region, the weather can change drastically in a very short time. Suddenly, the sky turns black and winds begin to blow. The storm winds intensified, and the wave now rocked the boat violently. Lightning struck the water near the boat, and the boat rocks and water leaps over the side into the boat. You are afraid that the boat will sink. One of the disciples, who is afraid, cries out, "Wake up, Jesus, don't you care that we perish?" As you use your imagination, let that storm of the Sea of Galilee represent any storm that may be going in your personal life. Do you feel like the disciples? Can you cry out, "Wake up, Jesus"? Jesus responded to the cries of disciples by reassuring them of his presence. "Peace be still, I am with you." When the disciples heard these words, the heart of each disciple began to grow calm. At almost the same time, it was as if the storm was listening for the storm itself become calm. If you listen now, you can hear Jesus say to you, "Peace be still, I am with you." Peace can come to you with or without a change in your circumstances. In the Bible, the word peace never simply means just the absence of trouble or discord. When Jesus comes to us and speaks, "Peace, be still, I am with you," he's offering the gift of his presence, not just to resolve disharmony, but to assure us that he with us to help us overcome or endure. No, you are not the Sea of Galilee, but you feel the winds of the storm, and perhaps you are questioning your resources to cope with the situation. The storm in your life may be caused by unrealized dreams, dashed hopes, impairment of health, domestic difficulties, tensions of the job, insecurity of position, inadequate finances, or conflicts with the family or friends. When the storm of life comes, we want to cry out, "Wake up, Jesus, don't you care that I perish?" Then we will hear him say, "Peace be still, I am with you." When the uncertain winds of anxiety blow, there is a steady safety in the presence of Jesus. When the harsh winds of illness or injury blow, there is calm and comfort in the presence of Jesus. When the cold, bleak winds of sorrow and grief blow, there is peace and security in the presence of Jesus. I am not saying that Jesus is a magic cure, but he is with us to either still the storm or help us cope with the storm. To experience the presence of Jesus is to experience peace in the midst of the storm. May your experience peace today. The end.